This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Jen Chien, in for Hannah Baba. Picture this. It's the 1940s in North Richmond, California. The city is home to juke joints filled with the sounds of music, blues, jazz, zydeco. This is the setting for the new play Richmond Renaissance, written and performed by the youth at Rise Center in Richmond. The creators hope this multimedia theatrical performance can counter the narrative of poverty and brutality in Richmond by highlighting the community's rich cultural past. I sat down with lead playwright DeAndre Evans and director Dante Clark to talk about their process and who they're hoping to reach. Richmond Renaissance takes place in North Richmond in the 40s, and it's centered around a juke joint called Annabelle's. Can you tell me any more about the story, DeAndre?
The main character is Annabelle. It is her juke joint. She's a black woman who owns it. And in her establishment, she has three people who work under her. We have the bouncer, who is Soldier. He is a World War II veteran who is going through the shifts and the changes of being a black man as far as in America and a black man who was in the war. We also have the aspiring singer, who is a waitress. Her name is Lucinda, who felt like she was sheltered and went through a lot, and so she's trying to get out of her shell. And then we have the star of the club, Mahalia, who has been through a lot in her life, who is still growing and has to understand that what it takes to be a true star. You feel me? She brings a lot of attitude and sass to the play.
And music.
Yeah. They all do. They all bring music, except for probably Soulja. You know, he tries to bring some music, but you know.
And I feel like at the heart of this production, it really focuses on, like, the problems that we face collectively as a community and individually, how we approach that, but more importantly, how we resolve those issues together.
And through
the play, it mentions the music, it mentions the food, it mentions these certain things that we all know about, but it more focuses on the connections of the people have to each other. As far as being a World War II veteran and being a black man, and you trying to figure out your place in a society, how do us as black women support you? Or as a black man, you see that you have a level of insight, or you are struggling. How do you use your talents and your gifts to support this black woman who opened up a business and gave you an opportunity to come back home and work here? How do we uplift the black women in that aspect? So it's mostly focusing on the connections that we have and how we have to be accountable to each other no matter those obstacles in any time period, because this play takes place in 1949, but it mirrors 2017, 2015, 2012. So it really hasn't changed much, you know? So that's at the heart of it. And the Renaissance is just getting back to that accountability for each other.
Talk about what kind of stuff you learned about Richmond or in your research that you didn't know about before.
I definitely learned just from talking with a lot of the seniors in the process of researching. We interviewed a couple of seniors from the community who was around during the migration from the South to the West Coast, and them just talking about what type of environment it was. Like, North Richmond was literally built up by the people who came over there. And one of the stories that was told to us was why all of the men in the community built the houses, all of the women and the wives cooked and then came and provided lunch for the men while they built up this community. So just that idea of not just coming into a place that's already established, but having to put in that work as far as the men and the women collaborating amongst each other. I learned that. I learned a lot of the businesses that was black owned was really what kept the community together, you know, in that neighborhood. And what I also learned is that segregation actually had a lot of pros for the black community in a sense, because it made us closer, it seemed like. Because a lot of other stories I heard from people was after integration, we lost that sense of community. We lost our land. We lost our businesses. They collapsed in a lot of areas. So just hearing different people's perspective about segregation and integration during those time periods when black folks was owning what little we had, at least we owned it.
That's Dante Clark and DeAndre Evans speaking about Richmond Renaissance, a new play from Rise Center in Richmond that's opening this weekend. We'll hear more of my conversation with them after a quick break.
Hey, I'm Hannah Baba here with Ben Trefney.
Hello.
Hi, and it's our membership campaign. I'm not hosting today, but Jen Chien is doing an awesome job. Woo-hoo. She is the host of Sights and Sounds. She brings you the arts every week. So give us a call right now. Support Arts Reporting, 800-525-9917, or go to klw.org. Hey,
and,
Ben.
Hey, Hannah. And we have a challenge that's going on. Ooh. During Cross Currents today. We're looking for 8 calls or clicks.
8?
If we get 8 calls or clicks, but we have to get them one at a time,
okay,
we're going to get an extra $250 from Lori Hines in Berkeley.
Thank you.
So appreciate it, Lori, but we need you to call in at 800-525-9917 or go online to klw.org.
Every week, Jen brings you reporting from all over the Bay Area, arts and culture. We're hearing about folks from Richmond, Oakland, East Oakland. I mean, places that maybe you usually hear, you know, news that's not so hot about.
That's true.
We bring you the good news. We go into the communities, talk about what they're talking about.
Yeah, and today, you know, there's some news coming out of Washington, D.C. about the repeal and the replacement of the Affordable Care Act. You know, there's serious news all over the place, but there's really important local news that's happening all the time.
And we cover it all the time.
And good stories for us to cover, like Rise's presentation of Richmond Renaissance, which we're hearing about. We're going back to it in just a few seconds. But please become a member and help us out to give you the local news at KALW, 800-525-9917, or online at KALW.org.
KALW.org. Go now and give your support to Cross Currents, to arts and culture
800-525-9917.
Reporting. Do any of the other performers do any writing or have input into
Yes.
the material of the show?
Yes. Some of the performers are the performers. They wrote their monologue.
Help me. Now people want to help me all of a sudden? Ever since you walked through the door, it's been, can you help Lucinda with her stage presence? Let her borrow one of your dresses. Maybe Lucinda should close the show. What? I've been here 6 months, and ever since I strutted through and stepped into the spotlight, numbers have been up tenfold. To be honest,
I helped with certain things as far as telling them ideas and make sure that it lines up with the story, but they wrote their monologues.
Have you ever had any difficulties with this kind of process? Is it hard to do when there's not just one leader who's like bringing the script and it's just done?
It's definitely difficult because you have a lot of writers. Everyone is writing at a different level. Some feel more comfortable with poetry. Some have visions of plays and scenes, how it can be written and directed. And some, this is their first time, and we're asking them to write a monologue and perform a monologue and act out a scene that they've never done before in their life. So it's always difficult. Then you have the director. It's like you have the writer that's also in the cast who you have to, I wrote this play, and then now I'm playing a character, so I wrote it in a particular vision, but now I have a director that has a different vision, and then it's community members that's on the committee as far as like, we working at a youth center, so you have staff who have to also give their input to make sure that it's appropriate for the setting of the Rise Center.
Like the grown-up perspective or something.
So it's really more writers than just the lead writer, and that's the part that's very difficult.
You have these big shows that are open to the general public at El Torito High School Theater, but before those shows, you're performing for an invited audience of North Richmond residents, right? So can you tell me why doing that was important? And what is the difference you feel as performers, as creators, in performing for the different audiences?
I feel it's most important because just me, I'm from North Richmond. My family is from North Richmond. Been out there for multiple generations. And so all of our content is Richmond-related, but it can be connected to anybody who's going through these struggles that we go through. But this is the first time where we specifically have a production that's about North Richmond in a particular time period where North Richmond was the most popping spot in the Bay Area. And so I was like, all of our shows is at De Anza High School, in El Sobrani, or at El Cerrito High School. But it's like, this show can't just be at El Cerrito and the people from North Richmond can't afford to come. or can't see it. I'm talking mostly for the seniors. We want the young people to watch it, but this is a time period that the seniors, the elders, our OGs and our forefathers and foremothers, this is something that they can appreciate. So we have to have it somewhere accessible. And the North Richmond neighborhood housing is where a lot of our elders go and eat breakfast and communicate with one another. So it's like, we gotta have it here for free for them to come and show them, like, this may not be exactly an accurate depiction of the whole time period, but this is our way of showing you that we learned, we watched, we paid attention, and this is how we giving back.
I feel pressured because, one, I'm not from North Richmond, so a lot of people could look at it as, man, you ain't even from North, and you telling the story of our community. You feel me? And then some people can look at it as like, you know, you didn't do it right, or you did it wrong and all this other stuff. And so that make me feel like, man, I got to make sure I'm at least doing my characters right, because I'm in the play. You feel me? At this point, the story is the story. The lines is the lines. You know, it ain't too much changing that. But at least I got to make sure that my characters is on point and lead by example and try to help other people get on point with their characters. And I also feel pressure every time I do a performance, especially when it's like my people, you know, like Black people. That's when I feel the most pressure, because I feel like Black people are very, they critique, you know. We like to make sure if we see in us that it got to be on point, it got to be something special about it, it got to be some passion, it got to be very important. We got to be able to see that it's important to you before you just present it. And so that makes me very nervous, you know, if I ain't on my J-O-B. So I got to make sure I'm on my J-O-B.
So it's kind of good in that way, right?
Yeah.
It pushes you.
Yeah.
It's really about building. It's not about putting on a Broadway show. It's not about selling out. It's not about any of that. It's about young people reflecting the stories and the lives that impacted us. And we want to tell those stories back, and we want to learn. And this is an opportunity for us to continue that conversation.